are back again. Welcome to a new episode of Underlined, where we bring your fave celebs and ask them 10 fun questions. My name is Andiswa, your host, and today I am joined by a beautiful lady whose name is M. Gucci Fab. I am not even going to waste much time. I just want to get straight into the interview because I just can't wait to chat to her. Let's speak to M. Gucci Fab. Hi, M. Gucci Fab.
Hi, Andiswa.
How are you? I am great, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of On the Line. Okay, so I've got 10 questions for you. Yeah, you're gonna have fun, I promise you. Okay, so we'll start with a simple one. If your life had a soundtrack of two songs right now, what would they be?
Definitely Boy Bye by Ari Leno and Lucky Day. And it would definitely also have to be Break My Soul by Beyonce.
Hey, okay. Okay, love that. And then describe yourself in a hashtag.
I would say hashtag go get up.
Okay, yes. And what's something your followers would not know about you?
I feel like social media is platform where people showcase like a lot of materialistic things, but on my profile I'm not very lavish, you know. I'm more realistic. I showcase what I love to do, etc. So I think one thing that I definitely know, I am an extremely romantic,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just broke, so mm-hmm. I think if I had money I would spoil everyone I love and appreciate, and I would like show it off to the entire world, because I'm an affectionate person, and I don't think I've shown that side on social media. I show what I do a lot, so yeah, people will probably be very shocked to see. Oh, she's quite romantic and lavish.
Yeah. Okay. And then what are the three words that describe M. Gucci Fab?
I would say I'm bold, because I come from a headstrong, chin-ass, women and men are equal, sit up straight, the respect is earned, people's feelings matter.
Yeah.
Or an important contributing community type of background. Like, the background of family is very empowering.
Mm-hmm.
I come from a background where my mother had 8 brothers, and they were all successful, and they were all old. They were all, they treated my mother as an equal, and her children as equal. So, I come from a very, and they had very strong consensus. So, I'm very bold. I take it and pay it off.
Mm-hmm.
This other thing was, yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay, got it. No, that is perfect. So that is perfect.
Okay, cool.
What's the best piece of advice you've received and given to people?
I always try to guess because it is a garbage in you. That's guiding you accordingly. And another thing that she said, it didn't fit anything, that that's pretty much what she did. And it has helped me navigate life better than I did. So, yeah, I think that's the best of that.
Okay.
Alright,
I love that. What's the weirdest thing a fan has ever done for you or to you?
There was one fan who really appreciated my performance on stage. She was very shocked, I think, to see a female DJ perform the way she did. And what she did was very, very surprising.
What did you do?
She kissed me on the lips. and as a part of me, I was like, okay, I understand. She appreciates my work. Her appreciation approach, I'm still it. And I said, okay, maybe she was in her mid-30s. She was, you know, she's African. Okay, maybe she's from that generation where, you know, people need to show each other,
yeah,
to show appreciation. Because, like, in the past, I don't know if you know this, but in my culture, giving a fellow sister or an aunt or a grandmother a kick on the lips, which was a sign of greeting or acknowledgement, it was rather sexual or romantic.
Yeah.
So I think that maybe it wasn't sexual or romantic, but another side of me was very offended. She crossed the line, she crossed her boundaries. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
I didn't know, I had mixed in very deep. Yeah.
I can imagine. Oh, Lord. Okay. Okay, so the next one is, if you had a full day off, no responsibilities whatsoever, what would you do?
Oh my God, no responsibilities. I think I would wake up, take a long hot shower. I finished this memoir by Elon Musk that has been, you know, postponing for the past 1 or 2. And I probably write lyrics to. Oh, and I take a nap.
Of course. okay. And if you could choose a superpower, what would it be?
Oh, no, definitely I would be visible. Because I can feel when people are lying, when people are scandalous.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to have proof. So can I even have to investigate Kanye and
yes. Yeah.
I would definitely be invisible just to get bottom of things, not necessarily to speak about people or to win stuff, but I was definitely being vulnerable to people. Oh, that guy really seems nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. All right. Got it. And what has been your best or your worst date?
I think my best date is always with my mother and my sister, regardless of the location or the occasion. My mom and my sister always have the best date.
Mm-hmm.
And contrary to popular belief, I actually don't like crowded places. I know I'm a DJ, but my worst date was one time where a guy took me to a club. I felt like that was the worst date ever. We couldn't communicate, we couldn't nothing, and I love communicating. I'm a sexual person. I'm attracted to smart people, so we couldn't even have a conversation. We couldn't get into his heart. I couldn't understand his soul. So that was a terrible date for me. It was a loud.
We were
standing at some point,
I
was like, oh, hell no.
Oh, no. Okay. And this is the last one. What is the most worn thing in your wardrobe and your most expensive piece of clothing?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I love black. I'm sure everything I own that is black, I'm probably out there. There is one lingerie piece that has roses on the underpants and stuff that I always wear. For sure, I love black clothes. And my most expensive item, I think it has to be winter clothes. My winter coats and my winter jackets. Quite pricey, if not maybe an accessory like my Louis Vuitton sling bag, which has to be done. But female clothing is not expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think our accessory is expensive, so yeah, definitely my sling bag. The one I carry my Louis Vuitton for, so yeah.
Okay, you got it. And that is it.
Yay!
Thank you for joining us. All right, then. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Anita.
All right, so. A big thank you to M. Gucci Fab for joining us on this episode of On The Line. For now, though, it's bye. I'll see you guys next time. Same time, same place.